Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. Good morning, y'all. Good morning. On my first Saturday of Black History Month, we're going to kind of let y'all. I was trying to figure out how to, what I was going to do to kick off Black History Month. So much happened since then. I said, okay. As I was looking, the kids at Harold Washington was getting ready for their Black History celebration, and I was looking at all the different things people was doing for Black History. And I say Black History should be not something that we celebrate every now and then. I think it's something that we celebrate all the time. So, you know, this month have given me a time of reflection. I mean, really, the whole, all last year and the last few months I had to really reflect, and I've been in a great state of reflection, which we'll talk about later on. I won't get into it right now. But, you know, and I, a lot of folks been making their transition, and they made their transition with all their history in them. I was talking to somebody, one of my friends in Pensacola, God rest her soul, her mother, Mrs. Collins Price, who passed in Pensacola. I was talking to her because Ms. Collins was one of them. You know, growing up in a community where people be kind of looking after you and seeing about you, thinking they know this, like Ms. I used to always talk about Ms. Blackwell, how I thank God Ms. Blackwell is my birth control pill. Get back in that house. But, and I was thinking that she used to say 99 and a half on Duke, got to make 100. So she died on her 100th birthday. And I asked her, daughter, you ever sit and just tape Ms. Collins? No, you know, you just take it from mama's mama. Your history is right around you. You got older people in your house, you need to turn around and turn on something and talk to them so you can know and understand. I don't care if they're 75, 85, or whatever, or 70, because they've lived a life that you have not lived. And you need to try to find out some things. So she said she didn't get a chance. You know, I was looking and thinking about when I went around the South and even here and talk to a bunch of seniors about their time. I might, that was when I was doing the reparation hearings, and I might try to put that on, I don't know if I can get it up on YouTube or not, talking about some of the things that that they had went through. I know I talked to Mr. Simmons, and he talked about how he used to work for milk and things like that, and just talked to a lot of folks about a lot of things and got a feel for them. That was back when I was pulling the history together for the reparation ordinance that we passed in city council. And I think that if you have seniors or somebody around you, you need to sit and talk. And then I was flash-forwarding to what's going on now in terms of you got seniors scared to come out their house people disrespecting older people, taking their cars and beating them up, doing stuff, and there's a gap there. And we was always told, don't let an old person point their finger at you, because they point your finger at you, that was bad luck. And we respected our seniors, our women and our children. And I'm sure in a lot of cultures they still do that. And the question is, what made us get away from that, you know? So I've just been reflecting where we are, where we was. I took my my granddaughter, I even took some of my children to McGowan Street where I was born and showed them the house I was born in and a lot of things and walked around Alabama and showed them different things. And we act like that is just so distant. And when you grew up without fluff, but reality is a little different. I think what have happened to us is we done got into the history of fluff or just trying to, you know, like a lot of our parents didn't want to talk about slavery, right? It was too painful. Now you got another generation that don't want to hear about our way of life, what we went and what we went through. They want to just see something else, and that's why they're getting fooled and getting messed up. Because it wasn't that long ago that we had what you call hydrants, community places to go get the water. They don't know anything about rub boats. They don't know anything about, because if you down south, I guess you did it. I don't know if y'all did it up here. The pots where you make the soap and stuff, or how you hang the clothes on the line, how your parents was working for a little or nothing. Most of the stuff we did, the cleaning, we did the cooking, we did all of that. And most folks don't know about that. I remember when I was a little girl, we always had something on our table. Even if you had to sit a separate table to put a newspaper on there. And when I went to Africa, I kind of understood a little of that. But there's really a big disconnect between my generation and the generation that's after me right now, because they're living in la-la land. And they really don't understand. And we talk about celebrating Black History Month. They'll reach back. This is so funny. Everybody who celebrates Black History reach back to what we did. And then after doing it, they act like that's just something to do to make money, or just something to say, and they move on to something else. If you think about the music, if there's anything that's going to sell, if there's any real music, you got to look at all the music we made and how. And the question is, how do we make it in spite of? What did we do in spite of? Somebody need to be telling me what happened when you start from enslavement. We talked about Cicely Tyson last week, and the thing is, she played Pittman and all of that. The surviving, what they did. And you think about my mother's generation, you think about my generation, and you think about how all the things that we did in spite of, and we didn't have a hand-me-out mentality, and we didn't have other folks leading and guiding us, or folks, these fake leaders. And if you look at Black leaders, if you look at the new leadership, they really, and I don't want to knock everybody with a broad brush, but the point of Blacks are the only one in this country, as we talk about Black history, who don't have Black leadership coming together, laying out the lay of the land for Black people and to see where we need to go. So that's why I've been very reflective. I think every race is doing that, even with their children in terms of education. We be so busy talking about the Black and brown and brown and Black. And that's like a safety zone. That's like, I have to say that so nobody don't come get me. As if you love yourself, you can't love anybody else, which is not true. So I've been very reflective, and I'm in a strange place in terms of reflecting. And because people, Mr. Gardner, I spoke with him yesterday. You know, I call him often. Because we just use people and we throw them away. Other folks cherish theirs. But our people get used, and, you know, we don't hear people talking about Vernon Jarrett, or we don't hear people talking about Silas Parnell, all the children he sent to school. Our children don't know about that. just recently. This is no, like, way back when. This is recently, because they can't be used and discarded like a piece of nothing. When you think of the history, just right now, you know, Dempsey Travis. Our children don't know anything about Dempsey. These are people who made it in spite of. You know, we had people in political office that thought about black people. They had a different way of making it, but they did it. When you see all these currency exchange that was all over the black community, where Partee was able to help set those things up to get them set up so black folks have a place to cash their checks. And then a lot of folks had franchises in the currency exchange. But you don't know that. That's what I've been thinking on. You know, it's like, if I feel like you're in power today, I knock you over to be next to you. And if you're not here today, if you gone on, I don't think about you. You know, one time people be knocking Mr. Gardner down to get next to him, talk to him, and to be near him. And because he moved from being, how did he make it from being a teacher, he and his wife, to building that empire, soft sheet, and how the community, nobody talks about how the community gathered around him. How do we gather around him? We, all of us, Conrad, myself, all of us, our organization, the farm, all of us, and we started getting Mrs. Gardner's stuff out. To all the black beauticians and barbershops and stuff began to take his stuff. Most folks don't understand how he built that empire. That's history. And how we boycotted Revlon until we got Walgreens and all of them to put his stuff in there. And how he put together the pink lady. Y'all remember the pink lady with the black hair? How he pulled together all of the hair product people to put together something. We don't talk about that. That's history. And we don't want to think about that. We want to think we're in the know, we're in the mix. You ain't mixing up nothing. And in the mix, you're going to be a speck. So Mr. Gardner is still with us. But, I try to call him once a month. I spoke with him yesterday. Mr. Gardner, you know what it is? He's your daughter. He was so appreciative that I called. I said, sometime I call you, be asleep. But I call this time, they got you. I'm glad I got you. You know, and we talked for about, we didn't talk no more than 5 minutes. I just always call him, let him know we love him, we care about him. And I told him he has to understand all of the things that he did for the black community. He didn't just take his money and run. He built a place, trying to get a place, a fun town for the children, even what he did for me. When I couldn't, when they wouldn't confirm me, Mr. Gardner said, well, that's all right. I'm going to pay her salary that she would make if she was alderman, and I'm going to put her children on, put her on insurance, put her on payroll. So Gardner did that, and then Mr. Johnson came in, but Mr. Gardner did that, and he fought. He fought for my confirmation. He fought to make sure that Harold got in, and he gave a lot. But he's gone now. You can't use him. You can't be up on him taking pictures or trying to see what you can get. And I think we might be the only one doing that. That's why other folks is making progress. And because we're not building community in Bill. We don't talk about the Lou Palmers or Georgia Palmer, Lou Jones, Dick Newhouse. And our political, it's like, as you move on to the next thing, it's like when the young men had won the championship, and I always talked about them. And I remember I got knocked over. We was over at Push, and a couple of elected officials just pushed me. Then I moved out the way. I backed up. They just wanted to be seen with these young boys who they thought had won this championship. The moment this one white man from Beverly said they stole, the black folks ran from them like they had the plague. And didn't even mention them no more. And I don't know what psychologically is going on with these children right now. Because there's something, and this is not our DNA, there's something going on here that folks want to be more than black. And they want to be something that they're not. when they're and people are probably looking at them like they're crazy because they see all the stuff that you have, all the talent you have, and all the stuff that we made in spite of. What happened? So everybody says, shoot, they stupid. Let me go make money off of them. And I'm going to tell them what to do. I'm going to put their agenda together. We have not put nothing together. We got folks out of some of systemic racism, this. They tell us all the stuff we repeat it, and we don't even have an answer for it. I was at Target the other day, and I was trying to get some books for my grandkids. And I'm looking, and all a whole shelf on racism, this and that, all this stuff, a bunch of books, and it was all by white folks. The Europeans was writing white privilege, systemic racism, all that stuff. And they'll go make the money off of it and move on to the next thing. And it's really not our history at all. But nobody, I mean, as we get wiped out, I mean, why do you think people, they want to wipe out Abraham Lincoln, any of them? Because people want to make sure that we don't have claim on this country like we have claim on this country. And we allow them because our people want. And if you notice, everybody that comes here, I'm talking to set the stage for Black History Month. Everybody that come here, they set up all that stuff. They have a tentative for months. They have their magazine. They have their TV shows, their radio shows. They have their businesses. They have that. They have their businesses. They have their, they set up their community. I drove around Chicago the other day, just kind of look. I went to Greektown. I went to Little Village. I went to Italy. I went all around, you know, looking at the communities. Then I drove through ours. But what you have is all these people set up community. They have an economic base, an educational base. You have people now don't have our children in school. They're not worried. I don't know. I say 90% of the teachers don't have, even have their children in public schools. And if they do, they're in a specialty school. But we don't know. Education got to be important. Nobody's talking about the importance of education for Black children. Economic. I mean, all that other stuff they talk is irrelevant. Nobody's talking about economics for our people. They're talking about all social stuff. And everybody else is out trying to get the grant so they can keep driving their BMW and living wherever they live in without even thinking about what's going on in our community. When you think about the S.B. Fullers, and when you even think about Mr. Gardner, or you think about George Washington Carver, or you think about Booker T. Washington, drop your bucket where you lay, or you want to celebrate the Tuskegee Airmen, but none of y'all dare be an airman. You never put a young man in the flying school. I'm saying blanket. You know, you never are trying to build community. We don't have. And nobody's and if you start talking about economics for Black folks, you get shut down. I mean, it's like paternalistic, maternalistic, leading us, guiding us. When I looked at all that stuff on that shelf, I wanted to puke. Because it had nothing to do with us. It's about following these folks. And if you keep folks angry enough and upset enough, they don't have time to think about the condition that we're in. And there's so much anger, so much hate that we don't even see who's really messing with us. If a child is not being educated, that's a problem. That's why they out here running around like the grapes of wrath, robbing people and beating them up and all that. They hear you talking hate, and you got hate all in your house, all over your community. Then they, I'm going to take this. This is mine. This is another kind of attitude. Nobody's addressing the fact that these children should be in school and sit out here knocking folks. No, you won't. I'm not thinking about Sharky. I'm just not going to think about him. But you got folks want to think, they don't care about our children. Nobody's saying, when we go back, we want to make sure that there are science labs in the Black community in those schools so those children can aspire to be a scientist, or that there's a math so they can do this. Now, there's music, and you have to compete, or how you teach children how to compete wholesomely, you know, how to win and how to lose. But as you talk about Black history, you can't just talk about this little thing. They reach back and get... They look at all our old stuff. Look at this person. Oh, I saw Jane Pittman. Yes, you did. But could you live Jane Pittman? I mean, we have a better time than Jane Pittman right now, but can you do what she did? Can you do what Carver did? Can you do with all of those. So even the elected officials who didn't even have the power that they're supposed to have, what they did. But there is no group thinking about the future of the black community while you celebrating black history. You celebrate, would you have had the nerve to do what Woodson did when he put together a Black History Week? Or you'd have just sitting around, these folks have got it in their DNA now. Or what would you be doing? He had Black History Week, then went to Black History Month. Right over there on Walmart, you take your children and say, this is what they used to meet. The other thing, I got so much stuff to talk about, but I'm going to come back in a minute. The other thing is, you have to have a water hole. You have to have a place to sit around and to talk. And everybody has that but black folks. We used to have clubs that you go sit and have a drink and you talk. The white man wanted our clubs closed, but the white man didn't close. It was black elected officials in Chicago, and I don't know anywhere else, that dried up communities. You had other folks outside our community selling alcohol to people who come in underage, and they're the one was creating the problem, but the black person who had the clubs wasn't creating no problem. You never saw the problems at their club. You know, but they dried them out and closed them. That's when I was outside, I'm not having no dry. Well, what I'm going to do is try to build clubs and restaurants and stuff for black people. Because people are going to eat, they're going to drink. They need to socialize. Even when you go to Africa, you'll see, if those you've been, men gather around the tree and talk. You have to have a place to talk. It used to be that you had pool halls. I know in Chicago, you can tell where you are. And people go in the pool hall and they'll say, come here, young man, let me put some fat on your head. But, I mean, all we have is have to turn on the TV, find what we have, and we have some white folks telling us how to think. You think that's equality? We're worse off than we was in the 50s, the 40s, and all the other time, because we're not using all of our brains and we're not understanding. We're not understanding how what we need to do. Like some folks thought, because I was saying that Kamala, it was her call to tell that governor to put a black woman in there, and she didn't do it. But black women support her. So why are you doing that, Ma? Because you have if you lose the moral authority, then you have nothing. And that's what black folks are doing right now, is losing the moral authority. Black women and all you other folks who sorority should have said, look, call Newsom and put another black woman in there. But you know, that's how we are. We still in 2021 talking about the first. That's a joke. We want to celebrate black history. If this country is going to be majority black and other folks in a few years, where are you going to fit? Where are your children going to fit if they can't read? They can't comprehend. The few that's going to do it is the few whose parents been able to put them somewhere and teach them. But the masses won't be able to think and to read and to do science and to do math or to think about how to be independently wealthy. Because if you got money, then you can do something for somebody else. Or if I'm elected, how do I use this and leverage this for my people? When you see every race, if it's not but one of them, they leverage it for their race. But we run away. And the question is why? I tell you, I remember they were saying, Dorothy, you need to stop that black stuff because they're going to come get you. Nobody tell anybody else that. Stop the black stuff? They don't tell anybody to stop the brown stuff, stop this stuff. And there's something wrong here. I don't know what it is. And I'm going to start doing more writing soon. But I don't know what this stuff is. And we're in a worse place now than we have ever been since we've been in this country. We're in pain. We can't describe our pain. Other folks describing it for it's white privilege. Well, what is white privilege? Did that stop George Washington, Carver? Did George Carver, Washington Carver, for George from doing the talking about the peanut? Did it stop Booker T. Washington? Did it stop Dr. King? Did it stop S.B. Fuller, Mary McLeod Bethune? Schools closed, yes, Pastor. You got teachers in your classroom. You scared that retired? Why can't the black churches get some of these school buildings and own up churches? I mean, own up schools to teach our children so they can have. But most of them will take care of their own little children to make sure they get to the best schools and do that. And members of their congregation is suffering, and they're not trying to make sure that those children get a decent education. And we used to have a collective thing. Now, you tell me when you call me today what group that you know that's collectively meeting about black people. So as I kick off Black History Month, the stuff that I want to talk about is where we are now and where we're going to be in the future. And talk about black folks, really, period. Are you talking to your children about the history of what went on and what you had? You got everybody got a car now, so you don't have to be together no more. Well, you just have to pile up. You sit in front of your screen, and you don't sit at the table no more and eat at all so you get a chance to talk. I don't believe other communities, the way they are thriving and moving and building, is doing what we are doing right now. And they're using our template. Tell me 10 new songs, you know, and I'm going to take a break. Got to take about a minute. And I'm going to talk about Jame and Bobby Purify. I'm your puppet. Jame died the other day. Our artists are dying. Our historians are dying. And Miss Dr. Bird passed. A lot of folks, a lot of stuff has happened that I'm going to talk about. I just got to take a break now as we kick off Black History. And I don't need to hear all y'all stuff today other than what we're going to be doing here. I can't deal with this because I'm not clear. I think that everything that we have had, y'all just draining it, taking it away, and folks are laughing at us. And you sitting up in their face and they laughing when you leave out. Talk of Chicago 69.VON 773-591-1690. We're streaming live at www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. We're on group Facebook. And we are on Blog Talk. I'm going to get a break and I'm going to come back and I'm going to go and I'm going to come and take some calls and I'm going to go back and I'm going to listen to y'all because I want to talk about us. Get your coffee. Get your tea. Coffee, tea, and conversation with me. Come on back and talk to me. I'll be back in 1 minute.
Are you a grandparent raising grandchildren? Join Sankofa's Safe Child Initiative, Grandparents Raising Grandchildren Program. It truly takes a village to raise our children and grandparents, for they are the cornerstone of our family. We offer support groups, in-person and virtual, legal services, guardianship, respite for caregivers, counseling to free the mind and build the spirit, kinship navigation, and so much more. Sankofa wants to help with making your village strong. For more information and help, please contact Pamela Dominguez at 773-542-9900. 773-542-9900. That's 773-542-9900. Or visit SankofaSafeChildInitiative.org. Chicago, let's build a stronger village.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
It's a new day in America, and once again, Dress to Impress proudly celebrates Black History Month with the 50% annual sale. Now through February 8th, everything is 50% off. The entire dress shoe department, including skin shoes from brands like Meslon, Mari, and Belvedere, 50% off. All wool cashmere coats and top coats, all fitted and fashion suits that Dress to Impress, 50% off. Plus all regular and slim fit wool slacks, 50% off at Dress to Impress, all two-piece sets, walking sets, and sweaters, plus the entire big and tall section, 50% off, all accessories, dress hats, and cologne, plus ties and bow ties, you got it, 50% off, and we've got you covered with on-site alterations at all three locations, 1005 East Sibley Boulevard in Dalton, 9537 Southwestern in Chicago, and 4451 West Lincoln Highway in Matteson. It's a new day, come get a new look, with everything 50% off through February 8th at Dress to Impress.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Put your bad self, say it louder. We got what we deserve.
take two eyes to make a pair. Brother, we can't quit until we get our share. Say it loud.
Say it loud, say it loud, say it loud, say it loud, say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud, I'm black and I'm proud. I'm back, y'all. I'm going to the phone, and then I'm going to take a break and come back, and we're going to talk some more and let y'all talk, because I want to talk about all of these people who we got now that we're not even talking about. Why you going back looking at all this old stuff? You don't even have an understanding of the old stuff. 773-591-1690. We're streaming live at www.viewing.com on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook, and we're on group Facebook. And we're also on Blog Talk. So I'm gonna talk to y'all. And, you know, I don't even understand whether this talking I've been talking all this time is doing any good, but I'm going to see what I can do. I'll do the best I can. Maurice.
Of course it's doing some good, Dorothy. God bless you.
Thank you, Maurice. God bless
you. Yes, ma'am. And for your many, many, many years of service, commitment, and dedication to our people, when others just sat down, thank you, darling.
You're welcome. You heard Ebony's voice. That's why you're talking.
Well, she inspires me, too.
Okay, what's going on, Maurice?
Your whole family. But anyway, look, quick question. What do you think would happen on the world stage if the 54 divided states of Africa were to suddenly become the 54 United States of Africa? Kind of like the Gaddafi agenda.
Well, you know, Maurice, we have no control over that as a people over in this country. But we do, I think if we can build and become strong in this country, we have more, we can do more. Because if we're strong and we build our economic base, build our community, get educated.
At home, yeah, yeah.
Then you can do, you can't just talk, you know, like even when you go into the doctors now, you don't see a lot of black doctors. Most of the black doctors are from the diaspora. They're from Africa, Nigeria, from places like that. If they wasn't doing that, we wouldn't have nothing. But before you can help anybody, we have got to get our own selves together a little bit, Maurice.
Charity begins at home. No argument, dear Dorothy. God be with you, my
God be with you, too.
Right.
Nobody's going to want to be bothered with us if we not, you know. Mama, did you let you hold on, Mike? Mama D, hold on. Hold on, Mama D. Mike was next. I got to see. Mike. Mike. Hello. Who I got? What happened here? Okay.
Hello.
Mike.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
Well, I want to say this right up front. I want to thank you for your service and everything. And this year, the sign-off word for me is peace, peace, and much prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I see and I believe we should be focused.
Okay.
You know, I agree very much with you about looking forward and stop all this moaning from the past and so on, because James Brown says, don't moan so much, brother, don't moan so much.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. It's not okay. We're gonna talk some more about that when I come back. I can't take another call. One more call, and then I'm about to go on a break. And y'all, I got a few lines open. Y'all, call and hold on, because if not, you might not get on. These phones are lit up. Darvin.
Darvin, good morning, Dorothy. Good morning, all the guests. Okay, let me just say, because you said you want some answers. Number one, I will say this to you. Number one, the minority people in our there's no unity in our community, no unity. Another thing is that we need to go back to God. God is number one, Alderman. And then we'll say this was fun with our black people. They're getting contracts, many of them, and they are using other race of people to be part of the contract. So now you're still giving people back the money you get. Our leaders have misled us, Dorothy. So now we have to lead ourselves. And
well, you can't lead you can't lead yourself. You got to have a group of mind people thinking alike. Even when we got with the Montgomery bus boycott, the ministers got together and formed the MIA. So we can't, she hung up. We can't just lead ourselves. I'm sorry, Doc. We have to have leadership. We have to have put together an agenda. We can't, this is James and Bobby Purify. James, they buried him last Saturday in Pensacola. We got to stop being people puppets. They're using us. They're taking all of our stuff and got us. Now we just do and say what they say. I thought it was very appropriate to say this. To say, yeah. Talking Chicago 1690 WVON. 773-591-1690. We're live, www.viewing.com. We're on our radio. Check us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. We got to stop being folks' puppets and stuff. Think about our future and our children. Until get your coffee, get your tea. I got a few lines open. You call and hold on until I come back, and I'll be right back.
The murder of George Floyd and tax fraud. Officials say the ex-cop was hit with divorce papers as well from his wife, Kelly Chauvin, who just 2 days after he was charged with the death of George Floyd. However, the divorce settlement was rejected on suspicion of fraud. The Chauvins were eventually charged with tax fraud for underreporting their income for more than $460,000.
The former Minneapolis cop has since been granted a divorce from his estranged wife, but the terms are a secret. A Washington County judge released a heavily redacted report, and a separate document shows Kelly will get about two-thirds of the former couple's assets. This includes over $703,000 in homes in Florida and Oakdale, Minnesota.
The two are expected to be tried for tax fraud in June.
There's a push in Congress to create a domestic terror commission. African-American Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee says this is needed now more than ever, especially after that violent attack on the U.S. Capitol building in January.
And it was primarily and much attributed to the words of the President of the United States, who emboldened those who carried out this terrorist act.
The Texas representative sits on the House Committee on Homeland Security, which held a hearing recently on examining the domestic terrorism threat. Lee says there's been a rise in homegrown extremism.
I believe it's our responsibility to find a solution and to do it in a bipartisan way. We need to do it as Americans.
Former Homeland Security Assistant Secretary for Counterterrorism and Threat Prevention, Elizabeth Newman, predicted the upcoming months will see further attacks on softer targets.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene has been stripped of her committee assignments over her past support of conspiracy theories like QAnon. However, she still has some support from people in her Georgia congressional district, like Ciara Dawson.
She talks about what she believes in and what she believes is best for our district and what's best for Georgia, and I'm with her on that. She's got great points, and she's very smart. And
however, she can't speak for everyone. Here's Georgia native Joshua Terry.
Her outlook and views on things are just insane to me. And I feel like it's an embarrassment that she represents our region, honestly.
11 Republicans joined Democrats in voting to remove Greene. After the vote, Greene thanked who she called the real Republicans who stood with her.
I'm Jaleesa Chapman with Ray Harris on the Black Information Network.
I'm Tanita with Your Health Matters. High blood pressure is a major concern for African Americans, and for decades, scientists have realized that Blacks are much more likely to suffer from hypertension than Caucasians. For example, African Americans between the ages of 45 to 65 are more than twice as likely to have a stroke than their white counterparts. So how can you keep your blood pressure down without medication? Well, first, lose those extra pounds and watch your waistline. Remember, blood pressure increases when your weight increases. Secondly, exercise regularly. You can lower your blood pressure. If you stop exercising, your blood pressure can go back up. Finally, when you eat meals that are rich in whole grains, fruits, and vegetables, and avoid fatty and fried foods, your weight and your blood pressure will most likely go down. And that's important because your health matters. I'm Sunita on the Black Information Network.
Did you know that a national poll of app-based drivers found that they want to remain independent workers by a margin of 4-1? The Illinois Coalition for Independent Work believes that app-based drivers deserve the freedom and flexibility to be their own boss and make money on their own time. While all app-based drivers are different, they all appreciate the flexibility to live their lives while making money. For many app-based drivers, the job is an opportunity to make extra spending money, to have an alternate source of income between jobs or provide a way to support themselves while in school or taking care of family. We have an opportunity in Illinois to do more for app-based drivers, to protect their independence, but also ensure they receive the benefits that all workers deserve. Learn more about what's at stake by visiting independentworkil.org. Paid for by the Illinois Coalition for Independent Work.
Toyota proudly presents, in their own words.
There was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
Who would have thought that that little girl would grow up to make history as U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, the first female U.S. Vice President, the first African-American U.S. Vice President, a proud graduate of Howard University, the first graduate of a historically black college or university to be VP. That's why she inspires and encourages our youth to dream big.
And to the children of our country, regardless of your gender, our country has sent you a clear message. Dream with ambition. Lead with conviction. See yourselves in a way that others may not, simply because they've never seen it before.
Toyota is pleased to feature African American icons expressing themselves in their own words. Toyota, let's go places.
Different voices, one goal. Join us in protecting our communities from COVID-19.
It's not the critic who counts.
So let us not be petty when our cause is great.
We reject fatalism or cynicism when it comes to human affairs.
We open our hearts and our homes to one another as one American family.
We are the change that we seek.
Sponsored by the Illinois Broadcasters Association and the Radio Broadcasters of Chicagoland.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Do you know why people celebrate? It's to capture a moment or a memory. It's to pay homage to life's milestones. It's to define a space and time that is special. It's why America pauses every February to celebrate black culture. In 2021, Midway Broadcasting is celebrating Black History Month with dynamic programming and content on WVON and on Vaughn TV. Enjoy our exclusive Black History feature, Hallowed Grounds and Sacred Spaces, brought to you by U.S. Bank. On WVON and on Vaughn TV, explore the 7 wonders of Chicago as we identify top treasured landmarks in our community, powered by Wintrust Financial. Enjoy special premieres every Friday night at 7 p.m. on Vaughn TV, sponsored by the AIDS Healthcare Foundation. And hear special programming on your favorite WVON talk shows all month long. It's time to celebrate our uniqueness, our culture, our black. We're WVON, your history-making station.
Did you know that a national poll of app-based drivers found that they want to remain independent workers by a margin of 4-1? The Illinois Coalition for Independent Work believes that app-based drivers deserve the freedom and flexibility to be their own boss and make money on their own time. While all app-based drivers are different, they all appreciate the flexibility to live their lives while making money. For many app-based drivers, the job is an opportunity to make extra spending money, to have an alternate source of income between jobs, or provide a way to support themselves while in school or taking care of family. We have an opportunity in Illinois to do more for app-based drivers, to protect their independence, but also ensure they receive the benefits that all workers deserve. Learn more about what's at stake by visiting independentworkil.org. Paid for by the Illinois Coalition for Independent Work.
Turning 65 is an amazing milestone. Zing Health wants to help you optimize your health by choosing the right Medicare Advantage plan so you can start enjoying all the moments this new chapter of life has to offer. Let Zing Health help you feel amazing Take advantage now of the great benefits not covered by Medicare, such as dental, vision, hearing, enhanced drug coverage, and more. Call 1-833-946-4487 or visit us at MyZingMedicare.com to learn more.
Zing Health is a Medicare Advantage HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Zing Health HMO plans depends on contract renewal. Zing Health complies with applicable federal civil laws and does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, disability, or sex.
At WVON, Black History is 365-24-7. Celebrate.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the talk of Chicago.
The present has brought us facing the rising sun of a new day. Jesus, let us march on till victory is won. Stony the road.
Difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop.
I don't mind. Dr. Keith, we got some difficult days. You know, every time I hear that more and more and I just think about the days and where we are, it hits home, y'all. And just think about the difficult days we got. And this time when we're in now is worse than it ever been. And I know y'all probably don't agree with me. And it's only because we really don't understand the days ahead are so difficult because we're in pain and don't understand our pain and then other folks decide it for us and it's not in our best interest. It is 7 o'clock wherever you are in the country, in the state, in the world, to take that deep breath, because when Jesus talked about the heart and the mind, the heart and the mind is one. God dwells in the heart. So we tell our mind about being black and loving ourselves. Our children would love themselves. Our community would start loving themselves. You'd be proud of who you are, so when you're with other folks and other groups, you'll know who you are and stand on it. So we must take that deep breath, y'all. I tell y'all, I don't know. I'm really in some deep thought these days. Take a deep breath, y'all. Black. Take a deep breath, y'all. Black. One more time for the Trinity. Black, 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 black. Is that black enough for you?
Here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Ha! But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, real proud of it, not just in words, but in deeds and in actions. I'm proud of it, and I'm black and I'm beautiful. We're back, y'all. We're back at our 7 o'clock hour, and I'm going to take as many calls. I got about just a couple lines open that y'all want to get in. We're talking about black history. You know, I just don't see black history the way everybody see it. I just, you know, my pain, because we, black history, get to be a moneymaker, just like Dr. King Day to any other dates. And it's like a game. And we're the only one that's like that. And they've been doing this stuff to us since we've been here. And like you need to sit and talk to somebody up under you and see what you can learn. And it's not been that long ago that we couldn't go down the highways and byways of this country. Nobody talks about that. And we had to rub on a rowboat, all the stuff we did. You think we can't cook, think we can't do anything. It had not been that long. But through all of the stuff we went through, whether it was Jane Pittman's story you don't watch now, but during that time, leading on up through when you had Illinois Service Federal putting their money together, Louise Lawson and all of them, and all these folks who put their money together to build Illinois Service Federal, whether it was people who Mr. Gardner, Saul Sheen, Stu Collins, George Jones from Joe Louis Milk, Kit Baldwin, Baldwin Ice Cream, Al Johnson, Cadillac. We don't even have nobody we get no cars from now. John Johnson, Johnson Publishing, Mr. Johnson. Now, we done lost that. Mr. Gresham, Dale Gresham, George Johnson from Johnson Product. Y'all remember Cyrilla Max Swing? Now, he wasn't the first to do it. Herman Petty was the first one to get a black McDonald. Y'all don't hear his name, and he brought them in. Al Boutte, Cecil Troy, Grow Fresh Orange Juice. This is just in Chicago, y'all. We had Cabs Company, Metropolitan Tailoring School. We're teaching our children how to tailor right now. We don't even know how to sew a button on nothing. We had so much. So much. Cam and Nate, the only place I used to buy my shoes. They was on 47th Street by the L, and then they moved on 87 in Cottage. We had a lot of different funeral homes, you know, Leaks and all the rest of them, Metropolitan Insurance Company. And it was Assurance Company because you couldn't have insurance as of Assurance, and they was underwritten by United. A.W. Williams and all the rest of them in the Illinois Service Federal. You had Supreme Life, Mr. Dickinson. You just had so many. S.B. Full, I told you, Herman Petty. You know, the Overton Building. Morris Eat Shop, y'all remember on 47th Street, Gladys? We had all kind of restaurants, Almond Lou, White Shrimps. I can go on and on. H&H, remember you go to H&H at late at night after leaving them clubs? Soul Queen, Queen of the Sea, Mac Chili. We had gas stations. Remember Neely Brothers, Jimmy Adams? There's so much stuff we had. I can go on with the Jones Brothers, the S.B. Fuller with the South Center Building. And we had our jitneys. Y'all remember our jitneys and our dress shops, our hat shops? We did a lot of stuff. And just because we opened up the door so you'd be treated human did not mean you were supposed to give up all your other stuff. Our children don't even know we had that. They think that these other folks been in our community all these years and sitting up behind a glass, a dirty glass, when you go in and purchase something. And we want to talk about Black history. We can start and work our way back and say, do we help ourselves or do we do in spite of? They have put, we have a lot of these Europeans that put on us a pitiful, poor little old pitiful you, that you need me. And they make you look over there. Oh, look at the systemic racism. Look over at the white privilege. These are the white folks telling you this stuff now. And then they go, I go into the store the other day and I looked at Target. I was upset over there on Jackson. All this stuff they got on white privilege, racism, systemic, all that stuff, all white authors. Nobody said you better place the real Black history in schools. They haven't said that. Nobody's saying we want to make sure we put more Black teachers who care and love people, Black children like Ms. Mingo and and other folks in these schools. Or the science and the math or the bill. Nobody's talking about we need to come up with an economic plan to make sure Black folks, they give you, look, we're going to give you this little grant. You go, everything is always painful. It's not for you to build a community. Dogs have, they urinate and mark their trail. Everybody marks their community. When we mark ours or try to mark ours, they come after us. And right now we're being led down a path are not really thinking, and we're not thinking for ourselves. We're letting folks tell us what to do. Yeah, we can talk about Black History Month, but I have a real problem. I'm really in deep thought, y'all. And we're going to talk to y'all in a few minutes because this stuff ain't right. Because God bless the child that got his own. I'm going to play that, and I'll be right back. You got to have your own. If we got our own, unemployment to go down. We've always had our own. We've always. I just want y'all to think. Stop being led. I mean, it's like a sickness. You got all this. So they keep you doing that. And they keep billing and making money off of you. But God bless the child that's got his own.
And it still is new.
You hear it, Maurice? Mama may have. This was Maurice who always called talking about the bank.
Papa may have. But God bless the child that's got his own. That's got his own. Yes, the strong gets more while the weak ones fade.
That's right, they got us so weak.
Empty pockets.
Empty pockets. Don't make the grade, y'all.
Never make the grade.
They're going to keep you with an F. That's the bomb of these
Papa
other folks who want to be paternalistic toward us.
But God bless the child that's got his own.
They want to keep Blacks a permanent underclass. These folks who are telling you to look over this way. They put you in and they tell you what to do.
Money, you've got lots of friends. But when you're gone and spending in,
yeah,
they don't come no more.
That's what y'all have done to Mr. Gardner and all those folks who have done so much for you. Yeah. People give their life, and if they ain't around to give, that's what you do.
You can help yourself.
Yeah.
But don't take too much. Mama may have, Papa may have.
Yeah.
But God bless the child that's got his own.
That's got his own, y'all. I tell y'all, this is some deep. I want y'all to go deep this Black History Month, so to be for the year. Think about where you was, where you are, and where you're going. Don't play with it. Black history needs to start being too sacred for y'all to play with. Okay? All right now. Let me get Mama Dean up out of here. I told her to hold on. Okay, Mama Dean. Yeah, Mama Dean.
Hallelujah, greetings. You know, as a Jim Crow genocide survivor, I'm just so glad that you mentioned the Jackie Robinson Little League team, who was stripped of a worldwide championship because they did not have a baseball field to play on outside of their segregated neighborhood.
Right.
So I'm willing to protest, chain myself to a tree, go to jail, risk my life, and die if necessary, protesting a golf club coming to the presidential foundation, which is supposed to be a presidential library in the first place, and getting a baseball field instead of a golf course for some rich people that don't even that never went through anything like Jackie Robinson and Hank Aaron and everybody else just to play baseball. And they going to insult the whole community with that?
Well, you know, and the thing about it, Mama D, is this white man from Beverly who came and told black folks. And black folks ran. I remember I was the white push. A lot of them folks pushed me down to take pictures with these boys. When them boys got pushed away. And, see, we have to have sports and organized stuff in our community like that. We should have been fighting. You know, I've never let up.
Do you understand that a golf club doesn't have anything to do with black history, like baseball is rooted in black history?
But you're not allowed, Mama D, you better stop that. Mama D, you know we're not allowed to criticize black faces in high places. You can't do that.
He's not a black face. He's a Kenyan American. He's an immigrant, just like Camilla is an immigrant, just like all these other new Americans are immigrants.
But his face is black. He's just not a descendant of an enslaved black in America, but his face is black. The only thing, I mean, I don't like Kamala not telling Newsom to place a black woman in her seat. That really bothered me. Mama D, thank you, darling. Thank you so much. Thank you for remembering the Jackie Robinson folks. I've been talking about them. And please remember Mr. Gardner Ziff.
Hi, Alderman, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. You out there in California, right?
I'm in Las Vegas getting ready to go back to California.
That's where you living at now?
No, I'm on vacation until April 4th.
Oh, my goodness, okay.
I ain't ready to let Chicago go yet. We got to correct some things first, and then I can go on vacation. I can't go permanently. I can't go until we get some things right. Some very important, Alderman Tillman. You was mentioned yesterday at Herman Roberts' funeral. Yesterday you were mentioned by the wife and the kids because you came to the dedication of the street for him.
Yeah, I missed his funeral right now. Yeah, because I was going to talk about him. I mentioned him earlier today, but Herman Petty, who Dr. King, when we came in, Herman Petty allowed us to stay in his hotels. Those are some of the things. I got him on my list. We're going to talk. I got him all on my list to talk about. He's one of the persons that had the hotels and the motels, the business folks, under my business list. But go on.
Now, let me tell you what. So the funeral, we had a military funeral yesterday. And then this summer, Alderman, she's going to have a real memorial. She said it was too many people that loved him to just dismiss his life because of COVID. Now, let me tell you one last thing. I'm going to give your name and number to the Jackie Robinson people because they're getting ready to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Jackie Robinson Little League, and I'm going to let them know that you are one who really loved them so you can get involved with the anniversary, Alderman.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Ziff. Oh, yeah, yeah, I went through naming off the business people, Herman Roberts, that's history, who made his transition. He's 90-some years old. He left. He gone. He's in the ancestral's world right now. But look at Herman. In spite of what he went through, can you do it now? Look at all the hotels, the motels he opened up. Look at only ballroom we could go to was the Robert Ballroom, 63rd and Pereira. That's where we was meeting. That's the water hole I was talking about. We met to talk about, I remember that day we was up there, and Harold hadn't decided he was going to make it. He was going to do it. We was meeting up there, and Lou Palmer said, damn it, we're going to call him right now. And if he don't say he going, we're going to get somebody else. We had a room up in there. Up in the upper room, the black folks met to do planning. And that's not to mention the ballroom, Robert's ballroom. That's where I had, last time I saw Brooke Benton. We had people who did things. You know, even when you think about when you look outside of Chicago and you look at the Torch Motel in Selma or you look at Gaston in Alabama, black folks did stuff in spite of. But these folks got y'all so scared and so hateful that you cannot think about how to do stuff for the good of the black community. And then they're making money off of you. I got a call from somebody telling me, well, I understand that you really fought very hard against the public housing when they was tearing down public housing. I know y'all, you don't need to interview me because you didn't fight to keep it up. So what you, I'm not going to help your book get made. I mean, it's really deep. It's just some deep stuff. Let me go to Georgia from Atlanta. Georgia from Atlanta.
Yes, good morning.
Can you hear me? Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I just enjoy your program so much, but I'm not going to hold you. What I wanted to say is you encouraged me. I'm going to go to my church. When I get to the church, I'm going to tell them to have the children write a paper on the black businesses that we have in the city of Chicago, Detroit, and other cities. Started up, that would be by our own people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's two big books I'd like to share with you, Madam Tillman.
Okay.
One of them is called The Mighty Nile River.
Mighty Nile River, okay.
Right, and it's in Amazon, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is The Making of a Pharaoh.
Corona or Sorona?
They got us hating Pharaoh. Well, when you see some of the photos in these two books, you will see that photo, that person is us, you and me. We were Pharaohs.
Okay,
we were
making Pharaoh. Of what now? Making of what, George?
The Making of a Pharaoh, Pharaoh.
Okay.
Now, you remember when Joe Louis used to come to Chicago and come to Detroit and places like that? And his wife, she was so smart. I loved her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, patting myself. Remember, she made sure when she go over the field, the store, she would have them hire a black woman to do all the making and the making sure that the clothes fit her.
Well, you know, black folks. But black folks was conscious like that. We were very conscious.
Joe Louis loved her.
Huh? I said, during that time, we were really conscious of what we did.
Oh,
this little stuff, these folks, they're not conscious. And Joe Louis walked the streets of our community and everything. These folks are not conscious. They're not conscious at all. They spell power with an I. The only word you get out of power is we. And those folks understood black power.
You know whose fault that is? It's you and my fault. I don't look at Betsy DeVos, that creep who was over the education department. I don't look to her to set, you know, get me into knowing my history. I'm degreed. I can do it. And
but you know what? But you know what,
Georgia? My mother didn't have a degree, and she taught me my history.
Georgia. It started before Betsy DeVos. It started a long time ago. And, in fact, when we had black history, that was supposed to be, it was just the law. Senator Shaw put it in Chicago, and they passed in the state law that it's supposed to be taught in all the schools, and it's not. So what's been going on with black folks? See, that's another hate you just threw out in the midst of all the love. Bessie DeVos, she just been there a few years ago, 4 years, 3 years. This stuff been going on longer than that, and we got to stop just starting right there and look at all what has happened to our educational system, what happened to our children, what happened to the black teacher. When she got there, it was only 10% black teachers in the school. So we got to look at this stuff from a holistic perspective, and we can't look at it from a hate perspective because hate kind of messes up. Thank you so much. You know, hate. Wayne?
Oh, good morning, Mother Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine.
A few minutes ago, you were talking about the things you say, whether people are listening. We are listening, Mother Tillman, and everything you say is very important, and we do love you. I'm here to tell you that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. Have you ever heard of the griot?
Yeah, I've heard of the griot.
Okay. Have you ever heard of Natasha Alford?
You mean the griot paper?
Yeah, the griot news community.
What's the name of that white company, griot? I'll think of it in a minute. Yeah, I know about the griot. Evan, right, type in who owned the griot. Type it in there for me. Don't tell me. I heard of griot. Go on. Natasha? You said Natasha?
Natasha Alford, she's a content creator, journalist for the griot.
Okay.
She gave an interview with Kamala Harris. This is long before Kamala became vice president.
Mm-hmm.
Kamala emphatically stated that she is not in favor of reparations for the descendants of African Americans, slaves in the United States. And this is what I want to say, Mother Tillman. Okay, we got kids 10 to 12 years old carjacking. You remember maybe last year, year before, we had kids 10 to 12 years old walking up to people, robbing them with guns. So my question is, how can we push Kamala Harris to come up with some reparations for our children that we desperately need to...
Well, Kamala can't come up with reparations for our children. No, she's going to do it. And we have to put reparations in its context, Wayne, to repair the damage. And we're going to do a piece on this before Black History Month is over, because these folks got us all over the board with this while they get in the way. They got you looking at statues instead of looking at these companies. You looking at you tearing down a statue, talking about, oh, they was in the slave, and you're not looking at all of the And I told y'all to get the House of Morgan book and to read it this month. That's a must. Thank you, Wayne. Thank you so much. You know, we all over the board with that. Let me just say, while they followed Nancy Pelosi, told we were getting ready to go, Joanne Watson from Detroit, myself, Conrad, a whole group of us. We, Conyers, was going to have a hearing on H.R. 40. We was going to deal with the Tulsa, and we was going to deal with a whole list of things. And he was scheduling a hearing. And we had gotten our tickets. H.R. 42 was on our way, and we was getting ready to go, and I was calling and told the hearing had been canceled. And so we had to find out why the hearing had been canceled. Why would Conyers, who's been over Judiciary Committee now, talking about this all these years, canceled? Nancy told him not to do it. Nancy canceled the hearing. So we follow folks. They make us, oh, this and that. We be following folks and really helping her in our demise. And when John Conyers passed, I don't think they respected him enough. They didn't respect him. They didn't bring him to the rotunda. He started the Black Caucus. They pushed him out, and then they put a Palestinian in his place. You know, this is some deep stuff, y'all. Y'all just got to stop following the, you know, let me stop talking, trying to empty this thing. Dave, is he gone? 1, 2, 3, 4, Dave? Okay, I guess Dave gone. Let's go to June. June,
yes. Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning.
I wake up on Saturday morning listening to you, all your great programs. Today is over. It's Black History. I always decorate my door. And I have the Jesse Robinson Championship on my door. I made it around one of the T-shirts that I had bought. And I made a round ball.
Wonderful.
And the names is pointing to the street behind my screen door, which I have an old-fashioned screen door. I'm from Mississippi.
Yeah.
But I'm in Chicago. And I always honor them, and I have my red and black flag up at the top so people can see, notice the yellow and see that flag. So we're great people, but I remember, what we've lost so much, Mr. Travis and all of those people. We go way back, but we need
But we don't talk about them. See, the thing of it is, June, we talking all this other stuff and, all this distant stuff. Instead of looking at what we had, look at Dempsey Travis, what he did. If we don't have a water hole to talk in, if we don't have people who have the Travis or the Louis from Illinois Service Federal or Mr. Swice from Metropolitan and all the other stuff, we in trouble. Mr. Gardner, I tell you, I spoke to him yesterday. I constantly called him. Once out of sight, out of mind. We got to stop that. And I thank you for honoring those children. Thank you so much, June. No, that's the way. It's really something. See, people who are not of substance or who are lazy or who don't want to do what it takes to move our people, they'll just grab onto something and run and take pictures and grab onto it and say what was. It's like I tell folks, ministers want to be, they want to sound like Dr. King, but they don't want to take the bullet. And that's kind of the way it is. Tommy.
Good morning. You know what, Miss Tillman? I call you Miss Tillman because that's how much respect and love I have for you.
Thank you.
Because once upon a point in time, no, I say that for real. I say that earnestly. I don't say that trying to blow smoke at you or anything, because once upon a time, I lived down there in your ward. So I want to tell you how much I absolutely love you based upon the fact that from the day I was born and was able to understand, my mom and them and grandparents wasn't waiting for no month to tell me nothing about Black history. Some of the worst whoopings that I ever got in my life was just on the spot of, do you know who this person is?
Yeah.
Do you know what that person did? Do you know who Herman Roberts is? Do you know these people that are here in the city of Chicago? Do you recognize and understand that the only reason why we're in the shape that we're in is because basically we don't care? The history is there.
The facts
are there. And how does a person like Dorothy Tillman or anybody else know that you're listening by the way you comport your lives? How long have the individuals like yourself, Melody Spann, her father? I mean, he was the blues man.
Yeah.
He was the blues man. And this man had enough sense with himself to go get Lucky Cordell and all of them individuals
okay.
and put him on the radio station trying to enlighten, invigorate, and tell Black people what we needed to do. And if we had grasped onto anything all the way back then, and our last point
Thank
is,
you.
I will
got...
never...
I got to go now, Tommy. Thank you. No, I teach my children Black history all the time. And yeah, when you think about Mr. Spann, Purvis Spann, my good friend, and Wesley South and Vernon Jarrett and all of them got together, and they had the foresight to even get this radio station. And other thing is just the people thought about beyond their condition. We got these, just look at white privilege. Or look at racism. Look at this. Oh, I can't do nothing. Okay, let me give you this little $10,000 grant. Oh, I got $10,000. Oh, let me do this. Nobody dealt with your education, nor your economics. It's a disgrace. It's really a disgrace. Daryl, you live in Virginia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
But I played baseball with the Jackie Robinson West Little
okay,
League.
Okay.
And that parade was a sense of pride.
It was.
You know, you talk about, it was just awesome. And you
I was.
About,
yes, it was.
And you talk about outlets for young men. That was a great outlet, and it was a spirit, and it was a profound, highly motivated community.
But did you see how the Black community allowed this one white man to crush those children? I've been fighting ever since they did it, and folks won't even say nothing. They went running in the corner. They allowed this one thing to crush these children, ran and started peeping behind the curtain.
And, you know, we need to lift them back up because they are great, and we need to restore that trophy.
Well, I wonder where they are. I talk about them all the time, and I'm concerned about them. But I think what the Black community did, I think they abandoned those children. I don't like it. Thank you, Daryl. I've been talking about it ever since, and I don't like it. They abandoned them. That's what I got to say. Hi, Pam.
Hello, Dorothy. When you know your history, then you know when certain things go on and you can fight it. And
right.
People need to fight more. And what I'm fighting right now is this COVID-19 vaccine mass site.
Mm-hmm.
They put them all up. When they first opened up, they put it in Kane County and in Lake County. Those are the richest suburbs. And we know Blacks have been impacted more with the COVID-19.
We were impacted with so much stuff. We got so much, Pam, to deal with. We got the school closed. We got education. To me, my impact right now is on the mind of these Black children. How do we begin to teach and make sure we save this generation? Economics and education is my priorities right now, and that doesn't mean that we don't need to deal with what you're talking about.
Teachers, so those teachers could go back to school.
Okay.
And educate them. Just look at the news.
Yeah, I see it. Thank you, Pam.
You
Thank you for
see it.
Thank you for calling. Dave?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, okay. I went through this time. Yes, I just very briefly, I wanted to mention, as you were mentioning different things, was Ellis Bookstore.
Oh, yeah, Ellis Bookstore. Yes, yes. Yes.
And the Institute for Positive Education.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even know if we had in those bindery industries, you know, that kind of thing where they put the books together, you know, and you think of authors.
Look,
like
let me tell you something. We don't even know. We don't even have sewing machines to teach our children how to sew. Just think, Dave, if we made all of the robes for all the churches. Just think we had a factory who would put all that grape juice together that the preacher's going to pray over and give it to us for Holy Communion. Just think of the things that we can start. What our people did is started, as Booker T. Washington said, we dropped our buckets where we stood. And right now our people are thinking, oh, I can't do nothing. I got to get this grant. Give me $10,000. Give me this. They just got them really, they got them full of hate, of defeat. I never thought I'd live to see black folks such a defeated attitude.
You remember you set up the infrastructure over there. And so, again, I always mention because I drive a truck. Otherwise, I would have never seen it. You know, so the Lord allowed me to see it. How they make these different things. You know, it's amazing, you know, how they do it. I had a chance to speak with Congressman Davis about the old Western Electric plant, you know, and how many people went, just really could walk to work, you know, and bring their lunch and
right.
Everything else like that. So, you know.
Well, we talk about what was. See, these other folks in this country have built communities. Their communities are not devastated like ours. Their children are learning. Most of them, they talked about the math and the comprehensive and the reading. Our children are last on the list of below everybody. And we better get to thinking.
We can do that, I'm sure. We can have the records. Well, I don't know if they have records, but those kind of things are lasting. You remember you were talking about the Joe Louis milk and different things like that. I remember the old commercial, Beckett and Bean, about the insurance company.
Yeah.
You know, and
Dave, I gotta go because my board is lit up and I ain't got but 15 minutes. Thank you, Dave. I tell you, oh Jesus, have mercy, Patrick.
Yes, good morning, Sister Tillman.
You call me from Omaha, okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Omaha. It's snowing here.
I was skating out there today to get to y'all. Mm-hmm. I almost didn't come.
You know, this is Black History Month, but I tell you, Sister Tillman, I'm glad I came up in the 60s and the 70s because this black stuff
I feel you.
You know, the sad thing about it, the younger generation, some of them, but most of them, and not just the younger generation, a lot of folks can't see what's going on.
Yeah, they just
can't
young
see
one, baby. You
other
got these
agendas that
I
are
tell
being pushed.
You. And it's these you old know? Ones, these old folks taking this money and talking about we the key. You know what gets to me?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
mm-hmm.
black women is the key to all. We get to be the key when this election, the key to this. I say, yeah, we the key, unlock the door, and they kick us back. It's not just the young generation. I talk to a lot of folks my age and a little bit younger. And they, well, you know, and they so full of hate and so full of other stuff that they know, people my age know better. They know better. They just decided to just, I'm not going to do it to get mine, and I'm going on. They know better.
They
know what we came through.
They just threw it in the towel and said, okay, well, I'm going to go along with the program.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of attitude.
But you know, when we had our movement, everybody didn't participate. And a lot of those folks who didn't participate, they stayed on the sideline. And when the apples were shaking the tree, they picked up the apples and went on somewhere and made jelly and then shared the jelly with the rest of the people. So some of these folks who are now, even in our age group, my age group, they didn't fight for nothing then. They just took up what it was, and they want to just grin at this white man's table. But I'll tell you this before I let you go, Patrick.
Sure.
I tell my children all the time, when you sit at the white man's table and you begin at some point to think, oh, my God, I'm sitting there and I'm eating and I'm doing this, and his son shows up and he says, you got to get up. I thought this was my spot. No, that's not your spot. You was keeping it warm. It's always
mm-hmm.
good to have your own table. So when you sit at the table, you got something to offer. You can't just sit and eat up everybody else's stuff all the time and come there being used and giving away all your bread and all your stuff that you got.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, fatten frogs or snakes, that the old folks used to say. I tell you, Cliff.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I think,
yes.
You know, I work for Mr. Barnes, and I'm so fortunate that I have met all of these brilliant black men. Every Saturday, Herman would come down to Josephine Restaurant and sit with me.
Yeah.
So I want to give, and I videotaped him, not knowing that I would lose him. And one of the things he said was that at one time he owned more land in the city of Chicago than any black man.
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Another time he said that Dinah Watson was his partner in the motel there on King Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And he said,
that's 6th and 3rd and King Drive, where you got that church at Brooks Church right now.
Right.
Uh-huh. And yes, not 6th and 3rd in Prairie, where they had to rob a ballroom.
All that through with you. Okay, 30 days later, Dinah Watson said, man, come get this mess. She had no idea how much work that went into that.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, Robert was a great man. I don't have a lot of time because I have 7 minutes, Cliff.
Okay, one more question. They had his funeral yesterday in Vegas. I talked to his wife, and she's going to have a memorial, and she promised she's going to let me put it together, me and Art Norman, here in Chicago this summer.
Okay, well, I love Mr. Roberts, and he loved me, too. I loved him dearly because I know what he did. Thank you so much. You know, every time I love Herman Roberts, and he was a great man. Let me just say that. A lot of great folks are leaving, and our people don't know them. They're being pumped up with the wrong stuff. Denise?
Yes. Can you hear me, Dorothy?
Okay, you got a minute.
Dorothy, thank you so much. And I want you to know I listen to you every Saturday, and you have inspired me to action. You know, I'm calling on behalf of our organization, Repair, Restore, and Grow Black Communities. And we're a nonprofit organization, and we organized here in Chicago to bring the black community and black-owned businesses together. And so our focus is on raising dollars to assist black-owned businesses with daily operations, marketing, and to improve their decorum. And we have a weekly podcast, Dorothy, where we're interviewing our black-owned businesses here in Chicago.
Tell them how to get in touch with you because I got to go. I ain't got about 4 minutes, and I got about 6 calls I got empty.
You to visit rrgbc.org. We have Wesley Shoes that we interviewed this week. They've been in business.
Okay, you tell them again how to reach you. I got to go, Denise. Tell them one more time.
Okay, it's rrgbc.org.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Ooh, I'm going to try to get all these calls through before I leave. I'm going to try, y'all. I'm going to try very hard. Okay, they gone. Ron?
Yeah, Mr. Tillman, thank you very much for continuing to lift the name of the Jackie Robinson League guys. And, again, a lot of people just use them. But, you know, it's very close to my heart. They played the game the way the Negro baseball players did, smart and fast. And me and Ernest Radcliffe, which is the nephew of the great Ted Double Duty Radcliffe, we coached Little League over at the Y. So that's a very special thing to me, working with young boys. So keep continuing to lift their name up. Because to me, they still were the champs. They were
And black folks ran from them like they had the plague. Thank you so much. Thanks. Uh-huh. Milton, you got 30 seconds.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The problem with the free world is the white man. I looked it up in the dictionary. The white man is bloodless.
Okay, thank you. I'm going to tell you, like I told y'all, when all our clubs closed down, it wasn't because the white man closed down. Black folks, what they went and they took all their communities and they dried them up and clubs had to go. You had these folks. Hey, I don't think I'm going to be able to play Lou Rawls, huh? Tobacco Road a little bit. How many minutes I got over there? Okay, I'm going to play a little Tobacco Road. But, you know, they say, close down. We don't need them out there. And then that same people will go somewhere else and sit up in a white club. It's really interesting. Some of our stuff that got, we did it to ourselves or we was used by ourselves. Like I told you, the man who called me, telling me, I want to interview you about public housing. No, you don't. You should have been there when I was trying to save it. Jacobs. 30 seconds.
Good morning, Elder.
Good morning.
Real quick. It's the reason why we in the predicament we is because it's been a concentrated effort. The other people haven't been infiltrated.
Right.
And had the people haven't put drugs, concentrated drugs on them, and everything. I mean, overtaxing them, unfair tax. I mean, everything.
No, I understand what you're saying.
It's not a lot of us. They haven't had that. We have.
Look, I'm an example of what folks do when you try to work for black folks. I was trying to give them the land, but in spite of all, let's know it. We went through worse than this and came on. It's our mindset that's going to keep us going, but they make us feel like we just down and out. But I understand what you're saying, because I am an example of how they got very upset because I was giving land to black people. So I understand that, but that's no excuse for us to be down and out and be hateful and giving up and not thinking we have. We got to keep our will going, Jacob.
What makes you think we hate? Why you always say that?
Because I hear people, you know, we got to just love each other. Well, I'm talking about us. You know, I hear that we just got to. Love is so powerful. Our love and our God, Jacob. That's what I mean. Thank you. Lou Rawls did a song, Tobacco Road. That's the name of our organization, too, because he helped us found Tobacco Road. He said, I'm going to build me a town, and I'll be proud to show and keep the name Tobacco Road. Next Sunday, we're going to have Valentine Day tunes in our virtual show at 7 p.m. So y'all need to look on the Harold Washington Culture Center YouTube pages and the social media to find out all the stuff we're doing. The Harold Washington Culture Center YouTube page and social media. And enjoy us for our Valentine. Happy belated birthday, Jamil.
I grew up in
Lou Ross.
A rusty shack. All I owned was a hanging on my back.
Yeah.
Lord knows.
Come on.
How I low.
That's how we got the name of our stuff, Tobacco Road.
This place called Tobacco
I loaded, but you know what? It's my home.
But it's home.
Woo!
The only life I've ever known. But the Lord knows I love.
Woo!
Tobacco Road.
773-373-1900 to find out all the stuff we got going on with Valentine's Day and everything. 773-373-1900. Talk to Jim Lee at Harold Washington. We're going to have a virtual Valentine party. Call. And we got the children doing something on black history. 773-373-1900. I'll go to the Harold Washington Culture Center YouTube page and social media. Hey, come on, Lou Rawls. Thank y'all so much. Take a tape and talk to your children.
I'm gonna leave and get a job.
Keith, I'm gonna get a job. I'm leaving y'all.
With the help and the grace of God.
Hey.
I'll save my money.
Hey, what you gonna do with it, Lou?
Get rich, I know.
What you gonna do when you get rich?
Bring it back to
Hey! Come on back. Bring it on back.
Bring dynamite.
Bring dynamite.
And the crane.
Y'all remember Lou Rawls came out 47th Street, that
blow
crane.
It up and start all over again. I'll build a town.
Hey, yeah.
And be proud to
That's
show.
What we tried to do.
And keep a name Tobacco Road.
Hey.
Cause it's home, yeah.
It's home. Come on back home and build your house.
The only life I've ever
known. Call for tea page this week has black history figures before emancipation.
I despise you cause you're filthy.
Yeah, who did great things.
But I love you cause you're home.
Woo!
Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road.
Tobacco Road.
You're dirty and you're filthy. Tobacco Road.
Hey!
I'm gonna get me some dynamite.
Yeah!
And bring me a
Come on, y'all! I blow it up, I tear it down. Come on, y'all, let's rebuild.
Tobacco Road.
That's why we call Tobacco Our organization Tobacco Road. I love you.
Because you're home.
Love you because you're home. You're dirty, you're filthy. I'm gonna clean you up. I'm going to clean you up and build you up.
I'm going to blow you up.
I'm going to blow you up. and tear you down. Dorothy Wright Tillman, look, y'all, I enjoyed y'all so much on my page, my Coffee Tea page. I have Black history figures before the emancipation who did great things, and also schools and stuff. So just look and talk to your children. Let Black history be all the time, but education, economics, God and church and love. Thank y'all. Until next week, reparations now, Dorothy Wright Tillman. See you next week.
Somehow my soul remains. What is it?
She's demanding Virginia State Police let the public see the video, but police are refusing, saying it is part of their investigation.
The people want the Democratic stimulus package. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the support is enormous for the nearly $2 trillion deal.
This is something that people want. They want to see it passed. They want these checks to get into communities. They want this funding to go to schools. They want more money for vaccine distribution.
Psaki says President Biden is still optimistic Republicans will join him in this effort for the American people.
That would get shots in the arms of the American people and would help reopen schools. Those are not Democratic ideals. They're not Republican ideals. They are American ideals.
The White House economic advisor also pushing the stimulus. Jared Bernstein says there's no time to waste. The American economy is teetering. The economy added 49,000 jobs in the latest numbers, but the stats the month before showed a loss of more than 200,000 jobs. So many Americans are not working, which is why he says passing a stimulus with enough money to get the country back on track is vital.
Strong relief is urgently and quickly needed to control the virus, get vaccine shots in arms, and finally launch a robust, equitable, and racially inclusive recovery.
Those convicted of the worst crimes will not die in Virginia. The legislature has abolished the death penalty. Democrats and Republicans voted together to get rid of it, and Governor Ralph Northam is planning to sign the bill into law.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry for saying all those things that are wrong and offensive, and I sincerely mean that, and I'm happy to say that. I think it's good to say when we've done something wrong. So, yeah, that's easy for me. Yep. Okay.
An apologetic lawmaker, Marjorie Taylor Greene, reacting to getting stripped of her House committees for her past statements. The Georgia Republican congresswoman says she feels free now. Her bizarre statements and online conspiracies, like questioning if tragic events like 9/11 or school shootings were real, may be behind her. But what she won't take back is her undying support for ex-President Trump.
He was a president that wanted every single person to achieve, and that's why we supported him. That's why I've always supported him. And I want to tell you, Republican voters support him still. The party is his. It doesn't belong to anybody else.
I'm Vanessa Tyler with Mike Stevens on the Black Information Network.
This is Your Finances on the BIN Network. According to Marketplace.org, home ownership is one of the main ways to build wealth in America. But it's a lot harder to become a homeowner if you're Black. Nearly 75% of white households own their home, compared to 44% of Black households, which explains the consistent wealth gap. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau recently came out with statistics that stated Black Americans made some gains in home ownership last year, up to 7% from 6.7%. But they were much more likely to be turned down for a mortgage than other racial and ethnic groups. Research has shown that ratio isn't the strongest predictor of default. A rule was just proposed that could make it easier for borrowers with higher debt-to-income ratios to qualify for loans. The current standard would be eliminated, replaced by a measure that weighs affordability based on the annual rate of interest. This is Dawn Day on the Black Information Network.
The power of information.
Black news.
In 2021, Black history in America has evolved, and Von TV is here to tell the story. We've got great films, documentaries, and must-see TV all month long. Enjoy premieres every Friday during Black History Month. Here are some of the features you'll see on Von TV.
Enjoying the independent documentary, American Fumble. It's the true rags to riches to rags story of a first-round football player whose brush with fame became too much. See the award-winning documentary on a Chicago music legend who at 33 was bigger than life and gone too soon. It's the tragic and triumphant story of the legend Sam Cooke. Check out 70 Acres in Chicago and learn the politics behind the dismantling of Cabrini Green and public housing as we knew it. And Vaughn TV is honored to bring you the Oscar-nominated documentary, The Witness from the Balcony of Room 306. It's the story of the Memphis sanitation strike and Dr. King's final hours. In February, we're bringing great content to Vaughn TV, and it's easy to watch. Find us on your TV on Roku or simply visit VON.TV on your PCs, tablets, and mobile devices. In February, Vaughn TV is at the intersection of black and proud.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
1 in 10 LGBTQ people are unemployed and are more likely to live in poverty than straight and cisgender people. LGBTQ youth are more likely to experience homelessness, unstable housing, or live in foster care. All of these issues have been magnified due to COVID-19. This Saturday on the Community Health Focus Hour, Dr. Dorian Miller and guests will discuss homelessness and the impact of COVID-19 on the LGBTQ community. The Community Health Focus Hour, Saturdays at 1 p.m., powered by UChicago Medicine, at the forefront.
Black history is the story of Black America evolved. Celebrate.
The views expressed on our programs are not necessarily those of WVON, Midway Broadcasting Corporation, or our participating sponsors.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON.
We're your original social media.
The Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. World's changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much.
Talk of Chicago, WVON. Hello, can you hear me?